يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي
We live in this world that is a transitional world, a world that we will move from this world to another world. It is important that obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us successful in this world. In the previous sermons, as Surah Mubarakah Insan, we started from beginning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started speaking about the rewards of those who are believer. Jaza'an bima sabaru. For the patience in this world, when we practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practicing patience in this world, it has great rewards before Allah. And those rewards are being said in Quran in various places. And Surah Mubarakah Insan, it speaks with the detail about the rewards. And verse after verse, it is speaking about the bounties of paradise. What are the bounties? How they are going to be offered? And that makes us understand that those who have been patient in the past and practice this piety in this world, they have been successful in this world and hereafter. Sometimes you see in the statement and one of these sermons where Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about about his patience and says, Sabartu fil ayni qada wa fil halqi shaja. I was the one who was being patient in my life. A kind of patience that a nail in my eyes, and a kind of patience that an arrow in the throat of somebody. You can imagine that if there is a little kind of the drop in the eyes, that also we can feel. But if there is a nail in the eyes, then it makes our life miserable. And if there is an arrow in the throat and person lives with that, Imam is giving example of the person that is such a condition that his eyes are also in the pain and his throat is also in the pain. He lives with this kind of the status. And when somebody lives with those status in this world, then he's going to be given rewards in this world and hereafter. That Prophet, peace be upon him, speaking about this personality, says, Ya Ali, anta wa shi'atuka humul fa'izun. And this kind of personality can say at the end of his life, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. I have been successful. This success is because of his patience, practicing obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became such obedient personality in his life that departing from this world, he considers that as one of the most important success. Because those who are obedient to Allah, they would like to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, travel towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not like to live in this world. That is why in one of the phrases, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, If a mu'min is being given choice to live in this world or leave this world, he would not like to live in this world by blinking the eye. By the time that you blink your eyes, he would not like to live in this world. It's we that because we have become inclined to this world, we have inclined ourselves with this world that we do not like to leave. We thought this is the world. But they have recognized this world. And they have recognized the other world. They would love to get into the world that is real world. As I said plenty of times that when Quran speaks about the other world, Quran says, "Innal akhirata lahiyal hayawan." The real world is the other world. This is not real world. It's transitional world. See, when we speak about Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, about the patience of Imam, we say, "Laqad ajabat min sabrika malaikatus sama." That even angels in the sky, they also wondered when they looked at this personality and patience of Imam Hussein. They wondered because of that. They amazed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with the angels, "Can you see on the earth there is somebody who is going through exam? And with the completion of exam, he says, 'Ridan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amri.'" Reaches to the highest point of the patience. When these personalities reach to those points of the patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises and says, "Muttaki'in 'ala al-ara'iki la yarawna shamsan wala zamhar la yarawna fiha shamsan wala zamharira." Their seating is being mentioned, as I said last week, how they're going to be seated. "Muttaki'in 'ala al-ara'ik," reclining therein on the raised couches. And they will find therein neither the severe heat of the sun nor the intense of cold. Both kind of the weather that we see in this world, there is going to be a mild weather, a breezing wind, a nice atmosphere, an atmosphere that is going to be for living eternally. Somebody lives in that. A wish that we have in this world that is going to be fulfilled in the other world. The desires that we have, and we achieve that for a moment. Sometimes we wish to go in a place which has this kind of atmosphere. But when we reach over there, how long we can live? After a while, we become tired. After a while, it becomes used to for us. We want to leave this world. But the other world, when heaven is being mentioned, those desires are going to be kind of desires that are going to be eternal desires and living in a place with this atmosphere. دانيةً عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها. You know, it's been said that when you think about the fruits and trees with their shadows, and they are offering itself, and they have become humiliated, their branches are down for everybody, and whenever somebody is going to desire anything, they are going to be in the service. دَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا. Its shadows are covering, and they are very low. دُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا. And its fruits is being offered, or it's been placed. قُطُوف, that means putting together. Sometimes, you know, when somebody wants to offer you, at that time they put everything together. If there is a servant, he's going to put everything together, and they are going to offer you. It has been offered, it's been put together for you that you can take benefits of that. And not only that, it's been said, يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ قَوَارِيرَ قَوَارِيرَ مِّن فِضَّةٍ قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. They shall be made to go around about them, those servants, vessels of the silver. Servants are being provided. The atmosphere of heaven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions even the vessels that are being used. People, those who are going to be taking that, how they are going to be. They are going to be around all the time. As you go to a mansion sometimes, or go to a restaurant sometimes, and you have those waiters, those who are coming to offer you anytime, whatever you like. This position is being mentioned, and also status of vessels that are being going to be used. It's been said with the silver, made by the silver. Although in this world, those who are rich people, those who are high quality, or people, those who are in the status, they are high, they may wish sometimes. But in Islam, it's been said not to use that. When we are being asked that not to use this silver and gold in this world for the vessels, this requires patience. And if somebody practices this patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved all those rights. You are going to be offered because you have been patient in this world. When those bounties are being mentioned, only that we can understand and realize, although it cannot be the real picture of that, because these are the words. And through words, we are only used to with those bounties that we can see. But a gold of heaven, how it can be equal to the gold of this world. A silver of the heaven, how it can be equal to the silver of this world. And the servants of the heaven, how they can be equal to the servants or the waiters of this world. Or the fruits that are being said, how they can be equal to this world. Yes, brothers and sisters, all these bounties are being mentioned that one can have desire of the other world rather than having the desires of this world. Let us stop having desires of this world, that we can achieve the desires of the other world, that we can live under the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a status where there is dhikr of Allah, there is complete obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and living with the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, living with the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us all those rewards, this other world that He has reserved for all of us. I ask Allah, may Allah give us patience in this world. I ask Allah, may Allah give us opportunity we can practice the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah take our soul with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah forgive all our sins in the past. May Allah protect us from any type of this sin in the future. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from his supporters. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fid dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al faraj waj'alna min a'banihi wa ansarihi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as we are going through the days in the month of Safar, another month that is a month to refresh the memories and tragical memories of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. During those days we have many opportunities, and one of the opportunity, of course, that is visit of many scholars, ulama, to our centers. As I've said last night to brothers and sisters, that this opportunity is special for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that we welcome and receive many ulama during this session of maybe 2 months or more than that. And we may not have any other opportunity. At the moment, our youth, our children are facing real problems in their schools, in the society outside. It is important that we need to take benefits of their presence. Unfortunately, what it has come a norm that having a majlis at the end of day within 24 hours, which is really not a good idea. That inviting an alim from outside, and then he comes and he is struck just to give a lecture during the day. And that is an hour lecture. Not asking any question, not going close to them, and there is a complete gap. They recite majlis and then they go back to their home and sit over there. We need to be the people that we can ask sometimes, inquire about religion, and especially ask your children, ask youth, make opportunity that they can be closer and they can ask question from them. If this is not happening, then really we are not taking benefit of that. At the moment, there are ideological issues within the life of our children, and really they do not know about religion. Let them be closer, not to only teach them to be respect to the ulama, or maybe just saying salam to them, or saying salute to them. That is not enough. More than that, it is time that we need to be open. We need to make those kind of arrangements that they can sit closer to the ulama and they can take benefit of that. As I've said last night, the hadith, it's been said, Jalis al-ulama, tazdid ilman, that sit with them, have meeting with them, ask your children. I said the advice of Hazrat Luqman, he says, Ya Bunayya, Jalis al-ulama, oh my son, sit with the ulama sometimes. Those that you like to do that, yes, you came from background and back home, you had the desire, but this has to be transferred. As you like to sit, let the children, they sit with the ulama. When you invite at home, don't let that you continue sitting with them. Let them sit with you, with the ulama. This is one of the things that I really would like to emphasize, as we don't have our general public coming to the Islamic schools. Alhamdulillah, Islamic school is one of the great opportunity and one of the blessings that if you speak with the children, those who come to Islamic school, you would find that their knowledge, amount of knowledge and information that they have that are great. And those information can be in only the place where all the time they are getting those information. But those who are not coming to the schools, those who do not have that opportunity, it is important for them that they need to make those arrangements in order to protect their religion. It has been said in fiqh, one of the masail in fiqh, it's been said that if you have concern that your children or yourself will be losing your religion, it is not allowed for you to live in the country. It's not allowed to live in a country, in such a country where you have concern that your children are going to lose the religion. You have to make those arrangements. It is wajib for every person that they have to make those arrangements for their children, that they can learn about Islam. As a month of Safar is also a month of Arba'een, and also a month of Ziyarat for Arba'een. And we can see again people from all over the world. They started flooding towards a place that is center of their hearts, towards the place that is a place for the master of the martyrs, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. In order to give guard of honor, this ziyarat has become guard of honor for this personality that has sacrificed everything for the sake of Islam. And today, this place is a place of revival of Islam. It's not remained a ziyarat. It was recommended in the ahadith of A'imma alayhimus salam. And today, alhamdulillah, it is started to be practicing, and people, they started practicing going for the ziyarat of Arba'een. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this greater opportunity that we are the driving force for the Islamic Ummah, for the Muslim Ummah, that it can be living Ummah. At the moment, school of thought of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim have become in the leadership position that it's providing the blood in the vein of Muslim Ummah. You can see that we had a great conference that has been held in the past few days in Islamic Republic of Iran, and the place that is heart of not only Islamic Republic but heart of all Muslim Ummah in holy city of Qum, Qum Muqaddasa, the city of Hazrat Masuma Salamullah Alayha. In order to tackle the conspiracy that was conspiracy of Takfiriyat, and people from 80 countries, that has been reported, people from 80 countries and scholars, ulama, various intellectuals, they got together in this place. And one of the things that we can understand that at this time, school of thought of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim is in a leadership position, that it's taking those initiative to protect the Muslim Ummah. There is no other force that can protect the Muslim Ummah at the moment. The challenge that we are facing, that is a greater challenge, it's not only for Shias, it is for Islam. There is a challenge for Islam that with any school of thought, if these people, those who are outside at the moment with the name of Islam or Islamic State, even if they are related with any school of thought, they have to be shameful. That if this is really Islam, then one would like that to say, wa ala al-Islam as-salamu id qad buliyat mithl haula. This is the same statement that we can see in the history that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam had said. Today, we can see that in this conference, leader of the Muslim Ummah has given his guidelines, and he has spoken about this issue of the takfiriyat by saying that the driving force for the takfiris are America, Britain, and Zionist regime. All these countries, they have formed these Daesh, although they announced today that they are against that or they are fighting with that, but their fight is also not a real fight. That is a fake fight. And at the same time, they are throwing the weapon into the various places that these people, they can benefit. And according to him, five times many plans, war plans, they have thrown the weapon for these Daesh, that they can continue their war. Where they are getting those weapons, how they can survive if all the countries, they make complete sanction and they do not let any weapon go inside, they will not be able to survive just one day. They will not be able to survive just one day. But there are forces There are countries, those who are providing the weapons. And they have to be shameful today that in this world today, where when you call this world as a modern world, in this modern world, there are people, those you promoted them, you supported them, they are selling women in the outside market. They are selling the woman like a sheep, like a goat, taking the woman in their hands. Can you imagine in this world? They are making the people slaves. They are making children the slaves. But unfortunately, these things are not being said to the community. If American people, they become aware that what it is happening outside, what it's happening in Iraq today, they would also speak about that. They will voice against that. Because none of the human being can actually bear about these kind of the tragedies that are happening, taking place every single day. Every day there are numbers of people that are being brutally killed. And there are not number that is 5, 10, sometimes 100, sometimes 80 people at the same time taking them with the bullet point and killing them with the bullets. That is what is happening today. This bloodshed that has become norm, even cutting throat that has become norm, they put that as a video. It's like an honor for them. They place those videos on the YouTube and nobody is stopping that. Our children, they can see in the countries where cutting the throat of a sheep is not allowed at home. In those countries, children, they can see they are being exposed that how they cut the throat of the people. Can you imagine? That one side they say that you cannot kill an animal at home. You have to take them outside in the slaughterhouses. That the people, they should not see. They should not be exposed to that. And children, they should not be exposed. But on the other hand, killing the people has become norm. That seems that these people, they are not truthful. They are not honest. They have two standards of the life. There is one standard for themselves and there is standard for the other people. And that is why we can see, in order to protect the Zionist regime, that is what the major conspiracy that our leader have said. So brothers and sisters, we really need to be aware of that, and we need to take stand as we are commemorating the days of Shahadat of Aba Abdullah, and also we are commemorating the Arba'een. It's important that we need to work for the unity of Muslim Ummah, and we need to stand together as a Muslim Ummah against these so-called Muslims and inhuman Muslims, those who do not have nothing to do with Islam. When we see the root cause of takfiriyat, brothers and sisters, one of the root causes is actually ignorance. When we go to the masajid and see people, those who are leading a force, they are ignorant people. Maybe sometimes just being memorizing Quran and go and start being leader. We place the leaders for masajid. And when we place those kind of people, those who do not know about Islam, then this extremism, it comes out. One of the reasons that we can see that other school of thought is suffering because of that. And today, the production of these masajid and Husainiyas, or masajid, those the people, those who have come out with the name of Islam, it's because they do not know about Islam. And if this become norm in our communities, I would like to warn brothers and sisters, let us not make this norm in our community that ignorant people, they start leading the communities. Or people, they do not know about Islam, they become in the leadership position. Sometimes we think that I would like to pray. What is something if somebody is learned or not? No, this should not be norm. That I would like to pray. I would like to be in the Jummah prayer, even somebody is leading, anybody is leading. No, Jummah is not for that. Religious gatherings has to be led by the people, those who are qualified people. And if this is not going to happen, then you will see that same extremism, it's going to take place in our communities as well as it's taking place in the other side. Because people, those who do not know, they are going to give wrong views. And when our children are going to be raised with these wrong views, they will not understand the real Islam. Another thing that in the past few days, brothers and sisters in Bahrain, Al-Khalifa regime had announced elections, or so-called election, which is not real election, and the participation of people, it was so low. Most people, they did complete boycott with these election. And today, the leader of opposition, or the real leader of the country, Ayatollah Sheikh Ahmed Qasim, has demanded for a referendum in the country. The personality who has been suppressed by the government from many times, and his house was attacked many times, he's asking and demanding that if referendum can be placed, and that is the real solution for this country. In Nigeria, today, in one of the largest mosque in Nigeria, there were 3 explosions. And because of that, many people, those who had been martyred, and there were many those who wounded. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give peace to all the Muslim world. And that is happening by another group that is called, Boko Haram, or, it really taking the name of that. If you just put an I at the end, that is going to be real. That's we should not say just haram, that at the end there has to be something that it can be completed. These people with the different names that they came out with, Al-Qaeda, with Taliban, you see those very strange name in the communities, and they are taking the advantage of that, and they are killing the people in hundreds, in thousands, and having blast in the masajid. You can see what a behavior that has come, what a norm has come into the Islamic countries. And Nigeria, because Islam at the moment in Nigeria, it's been promoted, and Islam has become a religion that people, they started practicing that. That is why this country has become target. At the moment, this country has become target. And in the future, we will see that because enemies of Islam, they do not like the country start progressing in Islamic values. That is why they would like to attack and kill the people in the numbers. And that is what is happening. We have Julus of Arbaeen, inshallah, in upcoming weeks. I would like to invite all community that let us stand together. And this Julus and procession has to be representing all the Shias, regardless of any country, any community, that the followers of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, they should stand together, and they should demonstrate their unity in this procession. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadina bayna yadayhi. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح.